圣灵的果子啊，温柔来做我们的互相勉励。
Today I want to talk about the fruit of the Holy Spirit and gentleness.
啊，有一个祖父啊，他为他的孙子啊买一个乌龟，小乌龟。
There's a grandfather who bought his grandson a turtle.
那这个小孙子呢？看到乌龟很高兴啊，就想跟乌龟玩。
And the grandson saw the turtle. He was very happy. He wanted to play with the turtle.
可是乌龟看到人呢，头就缩进去。
But when the turtle saw the person, he shrunk his head into the shell.
那这个孩子呢，真的很想跟乌龟玩，但很急呀。
But this child really wanted to play with the turtle.
那所以这个孩子呢，就拿这个手啊，去敲这个什么，他的壳、啊，敲敲敲。
So the child would knock on the turtle shell.
所以他不出来呀、啊，乌龟不出来。
So but the turtle wouldn't come out.
后来呀、啊，他就拿棍子敲，大更大力一点。
So then the child got a stick and hit it even harder.
那乌龟的头啊，缩得更紧了。
And then the turtle's head went further back in.
所以这个祖父呢，啊，就告诉孙子说啊，啊，孙子，来，我告诉你个方法。
So the grandfather told his grandson, and he said, "I'll show you."
把这个乌龟呢，啊，带到房子里面，温暖的地方。
Let's bring the turtle into the house and place gentle.
那在前面呢，放些食物。
And let's put some food in front of him.
他过了几分钟以后啊，乌龟就伸出头来。
And after a few minutes, the turtle's head came out.
哎，走向这个小主人。
And he walked toward the little boy.
也开始吃东西。
And he started to eat.
那这个故事告诉我们什么呢
？So what does the story tell us?
啊，有时候我们很爱我们的儿女，很爱我们周围的人。
And sometimes we love our children, love the people around us.
可是我们有时候比较急一点。
But because sometimes we're anxious. 啊，
常常做一些事情啊，反效果。
And things we do have an opposite effect.
我们可以看到说啊，用温柔的方法会比用暴力的方法还要来有果效。
So we can see a gentle way is more effective than a violent way.
啊，最近我读到一篇文章。
Recently I read an article.
啊，是讲到这个伊朗啊，啊，最近政府宣布告诉啊公民说啊，啊，因为石油不够啊，啊，每一个步车啊最多只能有30加仑的汽油，而且还要加钱。
And I read this article about how in Iran recently they put a restriction on the amount of oil that you could have, so gasoline, and you can only have 30 gallons in a month.
30加仑一个月。
30 gallons in a month.
那只要用光的话，就只好请走路了。
And if you use it up, you have to walk.
那很多百姓很不高兴。
And many people were not happy.
那你们会问说啊，伊朗很多油啊，怎么他们还要节约能源呢
？So you might say, well, Iran has a lot of oil. Why do they need to conserve?
啊，因为那个国家虽然很多油，可是呢，很少提炼厂 refinery.
And because even though Iran has a lot of oils, they don't have a lot of refineries.
所以啊，他们生产油很有限，有时候还要向外面进口油进来。
They don't produce enough gasoline, and they have to actually import.
那所以呢，这个汽油站、这个加油站呢，就排了很多人。
So the gasoline station, there are a lot of people lined up at the gasoline station.
因为汽油很有限。
Because there's a limit on the gas.
那有些人很生气啊。
And some people are very angry.
我读到报纸啊，有人就暴乱了，甚至啊，点火把这家加油站给烧掉了。
And some I read that some people would make violence and even light the station on fire.
那我在想，这不是打自己嘴巴吗
？And I think to myself, aren't you just hitting yourself?
汽油已经很少了。
There's not enough gasoline.
大家都在排队了。
Everyone's lining up.
哎，那把汽油站加油站给烧掉了，那不是更多人去排更长的队吗
？And if you burn the gas station, wouldn't you just be lining up even longer?
可是很多人在生气的时候没有去想啊，把汽油站给烧了以后呢，他就跑更远的地方啊去加油。
Many people were not thinking because what will happen after they burn that gasoline station?
那所以我们应该来学习啊，如何来怎么温柔。
So we should learn how to be gentle.
那什么叫温柔呢
？What is gentleness?
啊，首先我们来看个经节。
Let's look at the Bible.
我们看加拉太书第五章。
这个 Galatians chapter 5，
加拉太书第五章。
Galatians chapter 5。
22节。
Verse 22。
加太书第五章的二十二节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 22。
加太书第五章二十二节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 22。
圣灵所结的果子，就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实。二十三节。
Verse 23。
温柔、节制。这样的事没有律法禁止。在这里告诉我们说，圣灵所结的果子啊，有九个特性。
So here it tells us about the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit.
那第八个特性呢？就是温柔。
The eighth characteristic is gentleness.
那我们仔细想，什么叫温柔
？So what is gentleness?
这个温柔不是我们人所说的哦，我有温柔啊，我可以做到温柔。
Gentleness is not something you just say I am gentle. I do.
这是借着圣灵的充满，还有圣灵给我们的智慧所结出来的果子，温柔。
It's through the fullness of the Holy Spirit that we bear forth the fruit.
有一些人可以在大众面前表扬着很温柔，好像不生气很好的一个人。
Some people can appear gentle in front of people.
可是呢，在家里，在其他地方不一定是这样子。
But in their own homes, in other places, they might not be the same.
可能在心里面呢，也不是这样子。嘴巴可能笑笑笑眯眯的，可是心里呢，可能是很苦毒啊，很这个什么，心狠手辣。
And they might not really be gentle. They might not feel that way in their heart, or they might be very
所以我们不要自欺说，我在教会，我在哪里公共场所很温柔我有温柔我有这个果子，不一定
So we shouldn't think that in church I'm very gentle, so I have this I have gentleness. It's not necessarily the case.
我记得有个笑话。
I remember this joke.
有一个弟兄问另外一个小弟弟说，你姐姐蛮不错的。他很温柔
And this a brother said to this little boy, he said to him that your sister is very nice, she's very gentle.
那个小弟弟不是小弟弟应该是十几岁的小弟兄就眼睛这大大的看着这个弟兄。
And then this young boy looked at him with wide eyes.
不可思议的眼光
And he couldn't believe it.
意思说，不是的。
And he said, "No, she's not."
在家里是母老虎啊。
She said, "At home, she's a lion."
Tigress.
A tigress.
所以我们要学习什么叫做温柔呢？温柔不是外表上，而是真的里面有这个温柔的心一种个性心情。
So gentleness is not just something on the surface; it's within your heart.
那我们来看几个故事跟大家分享什么叫做不温柔
？So let's look at a few stories to see what gentleness.
那我们看看我们生活上是不是有做的这些事情
？And we can see in our lives if we do these things.
好，我们来看这个出埃及记十四章。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 14.
我们来看这个以色列人怎么来对待神。
We see how the Israelites treated God.
我们看出埃及记十四章的第十节。
Exodus chapter 14 verse 10.
前面第二本书十四章第十节。
Exodus chapter 14 verse 10。
这里说第十节。
Verse 10。
法老临近的时候，以色列人举目看见埃及人赶来，就甚惧怕，向耶和华哀求。十一节。
Verse 11。
他们对摩西说：“难道在埃及没有墓地？你把我们带来死在旷野吗？”你为什么这样待我们，将我们从埃及领出来呢？十二节，我们在埃及岂没有对你说过，不要搅乱我们，容我们服侍埃及人吗？因为服侍埃及人比死在旷野还好。在这里我们可以看到这个以色列的个性。
Where you can see the personality of the Israelites.
这以色列呢，很会讲话。
Israelites are very eloquent.
他们这个很会讲话，用来什么？特来讽刺摩西，讽刺神。
So they go against Moses and go against God.
说难道这个什么埃及没有墓地、坟地来埋葬我们吗？为什么死在这里
？They said that were there no graves in Egypt that we have to be buried here.
说起来好像都是摩西都是你的错，神都是你的错。
So It sounds like Moses is all your fault. God is all your fault.
他们自己以前受了苦哀叫啊，都忘记了。
And they forgot all the suffering they had before.
是神拯救他。
It is God who saved them.
那神行了十样的神迹奇事啊，显明他的全能，要拯救这些百姓。
He did the 10 plagues to prove to show to Israel.
那在这时候呢，百姓呢对神啊的信心还是零鸭蛋。
So the God still had faith for the Israelites.
以色列对神的信心是零啊。
So the Israelites did not have faith in God.
行神那么多神迹，想说神既然会救我了，神就会继续救我。不是到这时候，神说：“哎，神救我老半天，这今天要害死我。”有这种事情吗？
So would God only save them for part of the way and not the rest of the way? Is God like that?
好，我们来看十五章的二十四节。
Let's look at chapter 15, verse 20.
所以刚才我们所读到的那个故事啊，教训我们啊，啊，有时候我们对我们父母啊，还是对我们的配偶啊，还是对我们儿女啊，说的一些话，根本对他没有信任，没有相信。
So that story we just read tells us that sometimes we just don't have faith in our spouses or our own parents.
所以有时候造成了一些不需要的麻烦。
So creates unnecessary trouble.
我们看这个出埃及记十五章的二十四节。
这个 Exodus chapter 15 verse 24.
啊，说百姓向摩西发怨言啊，说我们喝什么呢？请念一次。
People grumbled against Moses, saying, "What are we to drink?"
当他们在旷野时候没有水喝。
When they were in the wilderness, they had no water.
他们的口气啊，相当的恶劣。
And then their speech was very, very evil.
摩西也是没有水喝啊。
Moses didn't have water either.
那当然了，人当没有吃没有喝的时候啊，心情就是不是很好了。
Of course, when people don't have anything to eat or drink, they are not in a good mood.
所以我们可以想象到啊，他们的口气啊，对这摩西所说的话。我们要喝什么？说的好像是你欠我的。
So you can imagine the speech over here when they said, "What are we to drink?" It's like Moses owes them something.
好像这个审判官在询问那个囚犯啊，你在做什么？
Just like a judge would say to a criminal.
啊，心中又有恨在里面。
And hate was inside the heart.
所以啊，他们啊，问摩西啊，是又骂又询问，用这个什么，又取笑。
So they question Moses in a rebuking tone.
那我们看看我们在生活上啊有没有这样对待我们周围的人
？So think of our lives. Do we do this to people around us?
哎，我们继续看十六章的第二节。
Look at chapter 16, verse 2.
十六章。
Chapter 16, verse 2.
第二节，我们从第一节念起好了。
Let's look at verse 1.
以色列全会众从以琳起行出埃及后第二个月数日，到了以琳和西能中间寻的旷野。第二节，以色列全会众在旷野向摩西咬人发怨言。第三节，说啊，巴不得我们早死在埃及地耶和华的手下，那时我们坐在热锅旁边吃的饱足，你们将我们领出来到这旷野，是要叫全会众饿死啊！啊，第四节，耶和华对摩西说：“我要将粮食从天降给你的百姓，可以出去每天收每天的份。”我们读到这里，那在这里记载着啊，当他们没有食物的时候。
Over here, of course, the Israelites had no food.
啊，他们怎么说呢
？What did they say?
你是不是啊，要带我们来旷野饿死我们呢
？Did you bring us out here to starve us to death?
我记得我在埃及地哦，有肉可以吃哎。
Remember in Egypt, I had meat to eat.
哇，吃的饱足。
And ate till I was full.
其实神在旷野啊，给他们相当的多东西。
对。
给他们，神在他们身上做了很多好事，帮助他们。
In actuality, in the desert, God did many good things for them.
可是呢，他们所说的话，好像啊，把神所做的一切好事啊，全部抹黑掉，抹杀掉。
But The way the Israelites spoke was as if God did nothing for them.
好像神啊一直做事情啊，是越做越糟糕一样。
As if the more God did something, the worse things became.
以前有肉可以吃啊，现在呢，我要饿死啊，好像神哦不会做事一样。
I had meat in the past before, and now I have nothing.
所以这种他们说话其实在讽刺神啊，讽刺摩西啊。
So they're challenging Moses, challenging God.
你想想看，当我们被讽刺的时候，我们心里感觉怎么样？
And when we're challenged, how do we feel?
我们有没有父母有没有曾经对我们说过说，把我们还是配偶跟我们说过，把我们以前所做的好事啊，全部抹黑掉，全抹杀掉，全部根本没有这回事。
Has our spouse or our parents ever denied everything we've done in the past?
告诉我们说我们越做越糟糕。
We do things, more we do things, the worse things become.
神从来没有做错的事情啊。
But God has never done anything wrong.
可是他被这样子百姓啊侮辱取笑。
And he was being insulted by the Israelites.
我相信啊，神心中会很难过，也很生气啊。
And I believe that God would feel very bad.
那有时候我们会对儿女说啊，我白白生你了。
And sometimes we'll say to our children, I bore you in vain.
后来啊，你想看，假如有人这样跟我们说的话，我们可能耳朵更不想再听他讲下去话了。
And if we hear that from someone, we probably don't want to listen to them anymore.
后来我们再说，哎，奇怪，为什么儿女不听我的话呢？
And then later on, parents think, how come my children doesn't listen to me anymore?
因为我们被人啊抹黑抹杀，被人说一文不值。
So when people deny us, so deny everything we've done.
所以其实造了反效果，可是神还是很恩慈啊，忍耐着，告诉摩西的时候啊，明天我要叫玛拿给他们吃。
Over here, God still had grace, and He said, "I will send down manna."
我们看这个出埃及十七章第二节。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 17, verse 2.
十七章第二节。
Chapter 17, verse 2.
那在这里，神的百姓也没有水喝。
Chapter 2, over here the Israelites had no water to drink.
那第二节呢？这里就说，所以与摩西啊争闹说啊，给我们水喝。
In verse 2, they quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink."
摩西对他们说啊，你们为什么与我争闹？为什么试探耶和华呢？
And Moses replied, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you put the Lord to the test?"
那第三节。
In verse 3.
这里说百姓在那里呀，是渴。要喝水，就向摩西发怨言了，说：“你为什么将我们从埃及领出来，使我们和我们的儿女啊，并牲畜啊，都渴死呢？”第四节，摩西就呼叫耶和华说：“啊，我向这百姓怎么样行呢？他们几乎啊，要拿石头啊打死我。”在这里我可以看到说啊，碰到事情啊，他们采取的行动就是吵闹，不是用温柔的话来。问来解决问题是用吵的，用闹的。
So we see over here, whenever they encounter something, the Israelites will argue, fight. They don't approach things gently.
那我们放个书签在这里。
Put a bookmark over here.
我们来看箴言。
Let's look at Proverbs.
二十章的第三节。
Proverbs chapter 20 verse 3.
箴言二十章的第三节。
Proverbs chapter 20 verse 3.
箴言二十章第三节。
Proverbs chapter 20 verse 3。
二十章第三节。
Chapter 20 verse 3。
这里说，远离纷争是人的尊荣，愚妄人啊都爱争闹。那在这里告诉我们说啊，在特别是英文的版本，就说愚妄人啊，任何人啊都说任何人啊都可以争闹起来，特别是愚妄人。
Well, here it says that anybody can quarrel, especially a fool.
可是呢，这个智慧人呢，会远离这个纷争的事情。
But a wise man will avoid strife.
他说，这碰到问题的时候啊，已经问题已经够大了。可是呢，他们使事情更大，不止口渴啊，还气得啊，什么很高血压，气得什么吃不下饭了。
So they're in a bad situation. They have no water to drink, but things are worse because they are thirsty and they cannot. They probably have high blood pressure or
所以他们的争闹其实没有解决什么问题，而且使问题更糟糕。
So the quarreling didn't solve anything, probably made things worse.
他跟摩西讲，摩西也会跟神讲，不用用那种恶劣的态度，声音提得很高来讲。
And they spoke to Moses very loudly and uncivilly.
我们再看民数记十一章。
这个 Numbers chapter 11。
民数记十一章。
Numbers chapter 11。
的第四节
，verse four，
就是下两本书，出埃及记下两本书，民数记十一章第四节
，Numbers chapter 11 verse four，
十一章第四节
，chapter 11 verse four，
他们中间的闲杂人大起贪欲的心，以色列人又哭号说，谁给我们肉吃呢？第五节，我们记得在埃及的时候啊。不花钱就吃鱼，也记得有黄瓜、西瓜、芥菜、葱蒜。第六节，现在我们的心啊，心血枯干了，除这玛拿以外啊，在我们眼前啊，并没有别的东西啊。好，我读到这里。那在这里，神降玛拿啊给他们吃。
Over God was sending manna for them.
可他们吃了不几个礼拜以后啊，就什么讽刺神、取笑神。
But after a few weeks, they grumble against God.
那为什么他们会变成这么恶劣呢？是因为他心中有贪心啊，有贪啊。
Why did they become so evil in their heart? Because they had greed in their hearts.
那他们说的话其实是借口什么？借一些理由啊，在发挥啊，在攻击人。
And they were looking for an excuse to argue.
那他们也很会说话，说的以前啊，哦，说的像以前啊那个埃及啊很好的生活一样啊。
And they were very eloquent. They said how wonderful their life was in Egypt.
看起来好像神啊怎么虐待他们啊？看起来神好像虐待他们，很严重。
Looks like God was torturing them.
其实这个玛拿相当的好哎。
And actually, in reality, the manna is very good.
首先。其实这个玛拿本身啊，就像水一样，会百喝不厌啊。
So the manna was like water.
有没有人说我咽气喝水
？Anybody ever say that
我咽气喝水 ，I don't like to drink water.
I don't like to drink water.
可是每天我们喝，对不对？我们觉得还不错啊，还可以喝一辈子啊。
But we can drink it for the rest of our life.
这玛拿有这么不好吗？
Manna that bad?
后来这些人吃了四十年的玛拿，换句话说啊，假如说这个玛拿很腻的话，很油还是很甜的话，很甜，吃不下去的。
So if the manna was very oily, very sweet, then maybe you couldn't eat it for forever.
可是玛拿这个特性会像水一样，
But the manna,
让一个人啊吃了四十年了，吃喝四十年了，都还不觉得厌腻。
But manna is like water. Even if you eat it for 40 years, you don't hate it.
那这个玛拿本身呢，其实啊是很奇妙的食物啊。
And manna truly is a very mysterious food.
在旷野啊，走四十年的路啊，你看看，他要吃纤维，要吃维他命。
They have to
fibers.
They have to eat fibers and vitamins.
还有里面有矿物质啊。矿物质 minerals
and minerals
是不是？因为我们神经上也要说 potassium 和这个 sodium， 就是我们这个神经里面啊，要有些矿物质啊才可以行动，
and,
还有维他命 C。
Our nerves need the minerals and vitamins to function。
那这里面呢也要有钙质
，and they need
calcium。
calcium。
那这个食物呢，神还让他们这个食物很奇妙，比那个豆腐还好，比那个什么黄豆还好。你可以用煎的，用烤的，用煮的，用蒸的，什么方法都可以做菜。
Better than soybeans. You can cook it in any way. You can fry it, boil it, cook it many different ways.
而且只要煮一道菜就够了，因为普通饭啊，还要加菜啊，加什么东西啊，加盐巴。这东西你煮一道菜啊，全部的营养都在里面，让你吃了四十年不生病。
And you only need to cook one dish because if you cook something like rice, you have to add other things to go with the rice.
所以这个食物啊，现今已经没有了。这个食物特别的好啊，又简单准备，又这么
This food was exceptional. It doesn't exist anymore.
包含了人需要的这个protein.
Includes protein.
还里面也有糖分，也要有油分。
There's sugars and fats.
全部都有，所以让他们呢可以活吃了四十年。
Everything was in there, and they could survive on this for 40 years.
那这些百姓怎么说？
And what did the Israelites?
啊，这个东西让我心血里面，让我里面呢枯干了。
They said that we've lost our appetite.
其实他们在旷野刚刚吃这个玛拿，他们其实只要吃几个礼拜、几个月啊，就可以到这个应许之地了。所以他们只吃几个礼拜，他们就发牢骚了。
They actually only had to eat it for a few weeks before they reach Israel, but in that few weeks they already started to quarrel.
那这对神是一个很大讽刺，因为神给他们是最好的。
And they went against God because God gave them the best.
不会让他们胆固醇太高。
They won't let their
也不会让他们得到那个富贵病。
Wouldn't let the cholesterol get too high.
可是呢，
ailments.
他们在说讽刺的话，这个东西啊。简直是这个什么烂的、哦、不值钱的、啊，简直是没有比其他那个什么我以前吃的那种蒜啊、葱啊、鱼啊、肉啊还要好。
So they grumbled against God and they said, "This what we eat is no good. It was not as good what the melons and meat and fish that we ate before."
啊，我们是否有没有这样对待人过呢
？Have we ever treated people like this?
啊，神还是我们配偶还是我们家人啊，对待我们很好。可是我们啊，一切什么？当成理所当然的，而且、啊、还嫌人家给我们东西。
We treat God or our spouse or people alive in this way. They do so much for us, and we treat it as they should do it for us.
这是以色列人从这个什么，从出埃及一直到这个到迦南地啊，都是怀这种态度、啊。
This was the attitude of the Israelites since they left Egypt all the way until they went to Canaan.
你想想看，神多么难过啊！
See, we think about how sad God feels.
奇怪，怎么带领这些百姓？这些人从来没有说啊，神啊，你救我的生命，我应该要全身奉献给你。你要怎么带领就怎么带领。
How come no one ever said, God, you brought us out of Egypt, you guided us?
啊，也没有说啊，神啊，你，我真的想报答你，你救我的生命，以后你要我什么上刀剑、上刀山下油锅、啊、都愿意。没有啊。
Nobody said that God would pay you in any way for saving our lives.
所以以色列人呐、啊，可以真的怀着另外的态度，真的凡事感谢神呐、啊，报答神。
So the Israelites did not have a thankful heart toward God.
可是他们反过来啊，常常啊，在鸡蛋里面挑骨头，在嫌东嫌西，在取笑神，取笑人。
And they're always picking at, for little things in their lives and going mocking God.
那我们来提提看，第三点我们要讲，我们如何啦来行这个温柔。
Third point we want to look at is how do we be gentle?
啊，首先呢，跟智慧有很大的关系。
Firstly, it's related to wisdom.
我们来看，箴言14:29。
这个。Proverbs chapter 14.
箴言十四章的二十九节。
Proverbs chapter 14.
我们放个书签在箴言，因为我们会常常翻到这里。
Put a bookmark over here, as we'll be flipping to it.
箴言十四章二十九节。
Proverbs chapter 14, verse 29.
箴言十四章二十九节。
Proverbs chapter 14, verse 29.
啊，这里说不轻易发怒的大有聪明呢，性情暴躁的大显愚昧。在这里告诉我们说啊，其实有智慧的人呢、啊，不会容易发怒。
It tells us, a wise man, will not get angry easily.
换句话说，我们常常发怒啊，告显示我们不太有智慧啊，可能要多读点圣经啊，多灵修嘛。
In other words, if we lose our temper a lot, it shows that we're not wise, and we should study the Bible.
那这个智慧呢？首先可以学来的。
So, the wisdom can be learned.
借着听道理去思想。
to listen to sermons to your own daily
ponder. 那去观察什么这样做才是好的，比较更好的方法。
And we examine on how what do we do.
啊，比如说，举个例子。
For example.
啊，有一个老师啊，啊，对他的家在家长会对这个家长说。
The teacher during the PTA conference.
说啊，你这个小儿子五岁啊，那个有问题啊。坐在椅子坐不到三分钟啊，就跑来跑去啊。
Teacher said to the parent that your five-year-old son, he has a problem. He can't sit in the chair for more than 3 minutes before he starts running around.
那当然了、啊，很多父母亲听完父母这样老师这样说，可能连本加厉啊，回去也骂小孩子。这个话照说。
Of course, when they go home, the parent might get angry at the child and yell at the child.
可是有母亲可以这样对儿子说、啊：“儿子啊。”哎，不错哎，你有进步啊！以前呢，你做一分钟，现在你可以做三分钟了。
Parent could say to the child and say that you improved, son. You used to only be able to sit still for 1 minute, and now you're able to sit still for 3 minutes.
那你看看，听孩子听完以后，第一舒服，对不对？第二，哎，都不错哦，我做三分，我下次做四分钟给你看。
And the child would feel very happy and say, "I'll go for 4 minutes."
可是我们假如说啊，你连一分钟、三分钟都坐不下，骂他的话，他赶快、啊、马上跑出去了，连一秒钟待不下了。
So, but if we yell at him and say, "You can't sit still for even 1 minute," then you'll run away and not even sit down for 1 second.
那有时候我们孩子长大啊，考试不太好。
Sometimes when our child grows up and he didn't do well.
有个父母亲，有个母亲到学校在家长会啊，儿子的老师跟他讲。
And another parent-teacher conference, the teacher was saying to the parent.
那老师跟母亲讲说啊，嘿，你儿子有头脑有问题耶，他这次考数学倒数第二名。你应该带他去看看医生了，有没有头脑问题
？And the teacher said to the parent that your child seems to have a problem in his brain. He was second to last on his math test.
Should take him to the doctor, see his brain, check up his brain.
Take him to the doctor.
你想想看，假如我们这样子啊，把这个话带给这个小学一年级、二年级的学生啊，我们的儿女啊，跟他讲这样说，儿女啊，不是很难过吗？很气吗？你说我有问题啊？那我就有问题给你看好了。
So if we actually said that to our first or second grader, the child might actually get angry.
那母亲呢，可以对孩子这样说。
But the mother, father could say this.
因为孩子绝对知道说母亲刚从这个家长会回来，对不对？可能应该有些事情要转达一下，他们会知道。
Because the child will know that the parent is coming back from a conference.
母亲可以对孩子说啊，儿子啊，我对你有信心。
The parent can say to the child, "I have faith in you."
其实你不笨啊。
You're not stupid.
只要你再多小心一点，多谨慎一点就好了。
If you be a little more careful, that'll be fine.
你以后考试会比以前更好。
You'll do better in tests.
那你听看这种话，不是听得很安慰吗
？So those kind of words will be very comforting.、
啊儿女说：“好好，我下次更小心一点。”
And the child say, "Yes."
人家骂他说：“你头脑问题啊！”可能他想出来，我可能说不定有头脑问题哦。
And if you say to the child, "You have a problem in your brain," then the child might actually think he has a problem in his brain.
那当这个孩子差不多到六年级的时候
，So when the child reaches the sixth grade,
那这个父母亲去参加家长会
，And then.Parent attends the parent-teacher conference.
那这个老师呢？对这个母亲说。
And then the teacher says to the parent.
说啊，你孩子可能没法进国中。
He says that he probably won't be able to go to junior high school.
因为按照他成绩啊，没办法进去啊，很可能没办法进去。
With his grades, he probably won't be able to go into junior high school.
那这个母亲回去。
And then the mother goes home.
对孩子讲。
He says to the child.
孩子啊，你再多努力一点啊，你就可以上国中了。
Yeah, she says to him that, child, if you work a little harder, you can go into junior high.
那孩子听完以后呢，哎，再努力一点啊，我，哎，这个快上不去了，可再努力一点就可以上去了。他会说 ，OK， 我再努力一点。
So the child, hears this and he works a little harder. Before he couldn't make it, but with a little extra push, he can make it.
如果我们给我们儿子啊惊慌啊，哎，孩子啊，听说你的成绩快不及格，不能上高中了，国中了啦，啊，怎么办？孩子更慌了，怎么办？我也不知道。
If we go to the child very wildly, emotionally, say, "Hey, son, you're not going to go into junior high school. What are we going to do?" And the child will probably be an emotional wreck as well.
所以我们在教导上呢，啊，可以比较积极，比较负面，比较主动，正面的。
So as a parent, we don't have to always be negative. We can be more positive.
那这个智慧有时候来自于呀。受苦也是来自于呀、啊，要请教别人。
And sometimes wisdom comes through suffering and asking of other people for help.
这个是人学智慧的其中来源。
And this is origin of wisdom.
那所以我们经常在生活上、啊、来请教别人。
In our lives, we ask for other people for help.
那有一个年轻人，他蛮年轻的，他要上这个。政治的舞台要去当选，要去竞选这个政府一些政府的这些机构官员的这个什么职位。
So there's a young man who wanted to be elected into the government in government office.
那他就想说，我应该去请教那个比较年长的这些人呐、啊，来帮助我以后怎么做一个好的这个政府官员。
So he said, "I should seek out the advice of my seniors, so I can know how to be a good official."
他到一个这个年长者。
So he went to an old politician.
年长者说：“可以，我可以教你，可是有个条件。”
And he said that I can teach you, but there's a requirement.
每次啊，你打岔我的话，你要罚$100给我，要拿$100给我。
Whenever you interrupt me speaking, you have to pay me $100.
啊，那这个年轻人说好啊。
The young man said, "That's fine."
啊，他就这个年长者说好啊。啊，第一件事情啊，你要学习的就是啊，啊，当有人啊说你坏话、诽谤你的时候，你不要生气。
So, first thing that you have to learn is that when someone attacks you, slanders you, you have to not learn.
这是我学的第一个教训。
This is the first lesson that I learned.
那我跟你讲实话。
And I tell you the truth.
你这个什么？这个年轻人啊，豆腐未干，那个什么臭腐，这个还年轻啊，不懂事。
You're young, you still don't.
看你这个没有道德，像流氓一样的人。
You're like a gangster.
下贱不值钱的人，
next,
想做官员啊，我真的很。
The next lesson.
我真的很，还他没说完的时候，那年轻人说。嘿、hey, 先生，你怎么这样说我呢？
And then before the old man finished, the young man said, "Hey, how come you said that about me?"
这年长者说$100。
The old man said, $100.
哇，这个年轻人很气，想，这是教训对不对？是不是教训呢？
And the young man said, he was very angry and said, "But this is a lesson."
啊，这个年长者说是个教训。
Old man said, "Yes, it is a lesson."
可是呢，也是我心中的话。
But this is also words coming from my heart.
那你就是后来还没说完的时候，这个年轻人说：“嘿，你怎么这样说我呢？”
And before the old man could finish, the young man interrupted him again. And
这个年长者说：“再$100。”
And then the old man said, "Another $100."
啊，这个年轻人很气啊，说：“哇，你这个$200真好赚啊！”
Young man is very angry and he said that it's so easy.
年长者说：“真的很好赚啊。”
Old man said, "Yeah."
可是啊，你赶快付我吧。
He said, "But you better pay me."
我知道啊，你是一个不讲信用的人。
I know you're not a trustworthy person.
常常黄牛赖皮。
You tend to lie and cheat.
啊，还没说完哈，这个人说：“哈，你怎么，你这个又老又臭，这个老人家。”
And before the old man could finish, the young man said, "You old, dirty man."
老人家说：“再$100。”
Old man said, "Another $100."
哇，这个年轻人说啊，真的，我要控制我的脾气啊。
The young man realized I have to control my temper.
那这个终于这个少年人付了很多钱了，学会了，不管老人家怎么侮辱他，他就是闭嘴，不要说话。
So finally, after a lot of
money, 要忍耐，要温柔。
After a lot of money, the young man learned how to be gentle, not care about how the old man insulted him.
那后来老人家跟他说啊，啊，你终于学会了，这个是以后你要竞选的时候啊，别人给你投的票比这100块还要贵啊。
So finally, the old man said to him, "You learn, and then so in the future, you learn that the votes from people are worth more than $100."
那在我们生活上，我们是不是吃了很多亏呢？因为我们的脾气。
So in our lives, do we really suffer a lot because of our temper?
我们有没有像这个老少年人说啊，真的每次啊发脾气啊，吃了亏啊，罚100块样子，到最后想说，我真的要忍耐啊，学温柔啊。
So.Are we like the young man say, every time we lose our temper, we pay $100? So
因为啊，有时候我们发脾气啊，会使我们家庭破碎啊，损伤的会比这个罚100块还要多啊。
Sometimes when we lose our temper, we lose more than $100.
有时候我们失去我们的儿女。
We lose our child.
我们可能会毁坏我们儿女，说不定啊。
We harm our child.
有时候我们毁坏我们家庭，我们自己啊，我们的配偶啊，我们父母亲啊。
We harm our family, our spouse, our parents.
啊，这是智慧啊。
And so that's
来自于学习、听到、祈求，还有这个受苦。
Wisdom, we learn how to ask for help and learn how to suffer.
那我们看箴言十九章十一节。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 19.
十九章的十一节。
Proverbs chapter 19, verse 11.
箴言十九章十一节。
Proverbs chapter 19, verse 11.
十一节。
Verse 11.
这里说人有见识啊。就不轻易发怒，宽恕人的过失，便是自己的荣耀。请念一次。
A man's wisdom gives him patience; it is to his glory to overlook an offense.
他在这里告诉我们说，人有见识，就会不发怒，会温柔。
Proverbs says that a man's wisdom will give him patience.
这的确是这样子。有时候老人家跟我们说的话，还圣经跟我们说的话，我们应该多留意啊。多去做。
It is truly like this in life. Sometimes when our elders tell us something, or God tells us something, we have to listen.
那这是会让我们更有见识。
In that way, we'll have more wisdom.
比如说有一个老教授啊，告诉他的学生。
For example, an old professor who tells students.
跟他讲说啊，在人生啊，有很多的事情呐、是不要紧的。It doesn't matter.
And he said to his students that in life, a lot of things do not matter.
所以有个女学生呢，听到这个老教授这样说啊，就心里记住啊，好，我以后啊，要去观察，那让很多事情呢、不要来伤害我的心里的平静啊，要守住这很多事情是不要紧。
So there was a female student who remembered this, and she said, "I'm going to study this and keep this in my life, so I don't worry about many things in my life."
那过了不久，他要考验就来了。
But not too long after, there's a test to her came.
她爱上了一个男孩子叫 Jackson.
She fell in love with a man called Jackson.
可是过了不久以后呢，这个 Jackson 跟他讲说啊。Hey, 我们做好朋友就好了。
But not after, shortly after Jackson said to her that let's just be friends.
哇，她好难过。
And she was very, very sad.
因为她觉得说没有他，她不能活啊。这女孩子没有这个男生，她不能活。
She felt that without him, she could not survive.
她竟然跟这个 Jackson 跟她说啊，我们做好朋友啊。
And Jackson said to her, let's just be friends.
所以她整天的哭啊，整晚哭着。
So all night and day she would cry.
那她想起她看到她写那个不要紧这三个字啊，贴在这个灰板上啊，她觉得说那简直是讽刺啊，怎么不要紧？要紧的要命啊，我哭得要死啊。
So she remembered the words does not matter that she wrote down. She said of course it matters. It matters to my death.
可是呢，过了几个月后啊，她觉得说哎。没有这个加森这个男人啊，我活得还是很不错啊。
After a few months, she realized that even without Jackson, she lived pretty well.
哎，真的不要紧哎。
Really doesn't matter.
那过了几年后，她找到一个比较适合的男生就结婚了。
And after a few years, he found a more suitable person to marry.
生孩子。
And she had a child.
那他们把他们的存款啊，投资在一个公司里面。
And she put her savings into a company.
那每年都拿到一些这个什么，这个一些钱回来，过得蛮不错的生活。
And she would get money from her investment every year.
那可是过了不久了，这个先生有天回来跟他说，太太糟糕了。
But then one day, the husband came home and said to her that something bad happened.
我们全部钱不见了，因为这公司垮了。
Our money is gone because the company is bankrupt.
哇，这时候这个太太啊，心里好痛啊，这个肚子啊也在痛啊，糟糕，这次真的是要紧了，要命了。
She said that she felt sick to the stomach because her life would be affected.
这次时候呢，她突然听到一个响声了，就是她的小孩子啊，在外面跑啊、笑啊、玩，在玩啊。
And at that moment, she heard her child's sound of her child playing in the background.
看到孩子这么可爱、这么天真啊，她想说，我有最宝贵的在我身边呢。
And she saw how cute and innocent her child was, and she said, "I have my most precious thing next to me."
她只是丢到一些这个金钱上的东西而已。
She lost some money.
所以她跟她先生说先生不要紧。
And she said to her husband, he said, "Don't worry.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter."
我们钱以后可以再赚回来。
We'll earn the money back.
OK, 就这样子。
And that's it.
那真的有见识的人碰到事情心里会很平稳
So truly, when a person has wisdom, when they face difficulties, they'll be patient.
那没有见识呢，大喊大骂，骂人，怪这个怪那个，咒诅这个。
When a person does not have wisdom, they lose their temper and yell and scream.
对别人不好，也对自己的灵修啊，对以后审判了也不好。
They treat others badly and lose their spirituality towards heaven.
那再看一个经节。
Let's look at another verse.
箴言29:8。
Proverbs chapter 29.
29:8。
Proverbs chapter 29:8.
29:8。
Proverbs chapter 29:8.
箴言29:8。
Proverbs chapter 29:8。
这里说，散漫人三谎空城，智慧人止息众怒。在这里告诉我们说，智慧人呢会远离这个愤怒。
It says that wise men turn away from anger.
那有一个人老年人年轻的时候当他吵架的时候他会赶快跑出去门外在家里这个地方绕三圈。
There was a man who whenever he was angry, he would run around his house 3 times.
那当他这个越来越有钱，他房子买的越来越大，土地越来越大。
And then as he became more wealthy, his house became bigger and bigger.
那可是有时候碰到这个吵架的事情他还是跑到外面绕他的那个房子三圈，可是那房子那个土地很大，要绕这个三圈绕很久。
So he still go outside his house whenever he's angry and run around 3 times, but his house is quite large, so it took him a while.
所以他的孙子就问他问公公说公公你这么老了，不要再绕三圈了。
And his grandson said to him that Grandpa, you're so old, you don't walk three times anymore.
这个你为什么要绕三圈呢？
Why do you need to walk around 3 times?
这个公公说当我年轻的时候当我气的时候，我绕三圈我一边走我就想说我房子有够小哪有时间去生气呢？应该花的这种时间做在有意义的事情上吧。
He said to his grandson that I do this because when I was young, whenever I got angry, I would walk around my house and think about how small my house is, and I would think that I don't have time to be angry at petty things.
那这个孙子说公公你已经这么房子那么大了，对的，很有钱了，那为什么还绕三圈呢？
And then the grandson says to him, "Well, Grandpa, your house is so big now. Why do you still need to walk around 3 times?"
对啊，公公说我绕三圈的时候看我房子这么大，土地这么大，这么有钱 想说何必跟别人计较呢？
I do it now because now my house is so big. When I walk around three times, I think about why am I being angry with petty things.
那这故事其实教导我们说啊，啊，当我们吵架的时候啊，赶快啊离开吵架，不要再继续吵下去。
Story tells us that when we are in argument, we should leave it immediately.
那同时啊，去思考一下，真的这东西值得我去那愤怒吗？
And think about is this thing really worth getting angry over?
想想看，其实我们有很多很多事情都比愤怒还要重要。
And think about there are really many other things are worth getting angry over.
愤怒也解决不了事情。
Anger doesn't solve anything.
那最后呢？跟大家讲啊，这个私人的秘密啊，怎么来做到这件事？怎么温柔？
Last thing, we'll talk about the secret of how we be gentle.
啊，交托给神。
Give it to the Lord.
这个是很多工人的方法。
This is the method for many things.
哎。让神来教导。
Let God teach you.
好，这不是说我们不用教导，我们不用说，我们只说一次还是两次就够了。
Doesn't mean that we don't teach and we don't say anything.
那不听的话，就告诉给神，神啊，请你来做吧。
But we say it once and if it doesn't work, we say to God, God, please help me.
那你要了解，神绝对会做。
And we have to understand that God will help.
而且神所做的会比我们人所说的、所教导的还有功效。
And we have to know that whatever God does will be greater than whatever we do.
我们对神要有信心，还有交托。
Have faith in God.
因为我自己有体验过。
Because I've personally experienced this.
啊，有时候别人帮我祷告的时候，哎，我感觉上，当我心平气和的时候，好像神好像在我心中这样的说了一句话，还丢了一句话在我心中里面。
I felt this when people pray for me, and I felt that God has spoken directly into my heart.
那一句话让我觉得，哦，嗯，对，我要去做。
And then the words make me feel that yes, I have to do this.
那我思考，哎，奇怪，为什么神会跟我讲这句话？绝对应该会有人，我有这个缺点，可是绝对有人帮我代祷。
And makes me think, why do I have to do this? But I'll pray for the person.
那这个人呢，还是什么人？不要跟我吵架，就祷告。哎，我就 OK， 好，知道了。
And when the person is arguing with me, I know and I pray for him.
那如果我们办法去交托的话，我们就什么会常常发脾气？按照我的方法，我就是要教导他，学到会为止。说我们什么每次他们做，我们就每次发脾气，骂又喊又叫又念。
So,
要达到我们的目的。
If we don't trust in God, we'll approach that person and we'll argue and pick and complain with him until the very end.
我们看罗马书十二章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 12.
所以我们不要有这种态度。
So we shouldn't have this kind of attitude.
我们不要说我要达到这个目的而把它教好，让交托给神，让神去教他吧，把它教好。
So we shouldn't think that I'm going to teach him to the end. Let God do it.
我们看这罗马书十二章的十九节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 15.
十九节。
Verse 19.
罗马书十二章十九节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 19.
亲爱的弟兄啊，不要自己伸冤了、啊，宁可让步，听凭主怒，因为经上记着，主说伸冤在我，我必报应。二十节，所以你的仇敌若饿了，就给他吃；若渴了，就给他喝，因为这样行就是把炭火堆在他头上。好，这个经节常常是我们解说啊，我们要爱我们的敌人用的。
This verse is usually used to say that we should love our enemy.
啊，这经节也可以用来如何教导我们儿女，教导帮助我们的配偶，帮助我们父母亲。
Also something we used to learn how we teach our children, our spouse, or our parents.
可以帮助我们的弟兄姐妹。
How do we help our brothers and sisters?
啊，这里说，亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤了。不要自己伸冤。
And said, do not take revenge on yourself.
有时候啊，我发觉到说啊，人啊，好像被误会了，有时候就是要拼到底啊，就是阐明啊自己是对的，自己是无辜的。
So I've realized that sometimes when we've been wrong, We want to fight to the end to prove we're right.
不用了，你就什么交托给主，告诉给主，神会帮你伸冤的。神会让他知道说，有天让他知道说，你错了，他会心里口服啊。
We don't need to. You know, God will take care of it for us.
Right. 那我们对他好。
And if we treat him well.
那这个不只是要完全交托啊。因为你没有交托的话，你想说，哎，神了，万一怎么办？哦，我还是用我自己方法好了。
So we have to rely completely on God because if we think, well, what if it doesn't work?
啊，那我要用我自己方法。
Then I'm going to use my own way.
所以我们还继续跟他吵架，心里不会平和。
And we'll continue to argue and we'll never be at peace.
那我们再看一个经节，罗马书十五章第三节。
This is another verse, Romans chapter 15.
同时呢，我们也要爱心呢，因为你要去赦免他，才爱，才会对他好。
We have to have love and forgive him, and that way we can have goodness.
那书上第三节这里说
，Chapter 15, verse 3.
因为基督也不求自己的喜悦，如经上所记，辱骂你人的辱骂。都落在我身上，请念一次。
Verse 2, for even Christ did not please himself, but as written, the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me.
啊，这个告诉我们说啊，我们人呐、啊，要基督作为基督徒要舍己。
So we have over here tells us that as Christians we have to sacrifice ourselves.
啊，当我们真的去遵守神的话以后。
When we follow the words of God.
哎，我们会发觉到说、啊，人家辱骂我们啊。我们感觉不痛哎，因为什么？好像神帮我们担当了，你会感觉到神帮我们担当了。其实他在骂神，而不是骂我。
Because when people insult us, we don't feel bad because we feel that God is showing the blame.
他是误会我啊，他是误会神，不是误会我。
They're insulting God actually, not me.
因为我们已经不存在了。
Because we don't exist anymore.
所以。当我们行神旨意，有时候能误解我们，这没有什么好跟他辩的。
Sometimes in our lives, if we're wrong, there's really no reason to fight.
啊，如果我们解释他不听就算了。
If we explain, they don't listen, we don't need to do anything.
那当然呢，神有他的方法会去教导的，我们帮他代祷就好了。
And God will have His way to take care of the matter. We just have to pray.
那当然，神的方法也是会。是最好的，可是呢，这个人要不要听呢？第一，你要给神时间；第二，你要给那个人时间；第三呢，最后呢，有时候有些人就是一辈子不听了，也是有可能发生。可是我们不要绝望。
So we have to rely on God and give Him time, give the other person time, and also they might, the other person might not listen, but we should not.
至少我们可以结出圣灵的果子，这个温柔啊，常常有温柔。
At least we can bear forth the fruit of gentleness.
啊，所以我们今天提到啊，我们为什么要温柔
？So we talk about why we have to be gentle.
什么叫做温柔
？What is gentleness?
啊，还有看到以色列不温柔的情况。
And how the Israelites were not gentle.
也提到说我们如何来行温柔。
And how we act out gentleness in our lives.
啊，这个是我们要寻求智慧，要去思考学习。
This is what we have to pursue for and learn.
这也是教导我们要去在祷告里面交托，啊，信靠神。
And something we have to rely on God and trust in Him.
那最后呢，就是啊，要多祷告圣灵充满。
And last, we have to pray to God and ask for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
不是懂在这里。
It's not just something we know in our head.
是还是在这里。
Or in our physical self.
就说不是懂在头脑里面啊，要有属的力量啊去做得出来。
It's not just in our physical body, but in our spiritual.
所以等一下我们祷告，我们多花点时间迫切祷告啊，来求圣灵充满，让我们每天呢啊过的这个得胜的生活。
So later we'll pray to God for wisdom, so we can pursue this in our lives.
我们来唱诗52首。
Sing hymn number 52.